Welcome to Healing Your Families. We're continuing our theme on confronting abuse, and I am so excited for my guest today. She is a busy mother of four, but she takes time to serve as a health practitioner. She's an ecotherapy coach, an herbalist, and she has enjoyed her own amazing journey to health. And she co-founded a nonprofit to help people with healing and their health journey, and especially where trauma is concerned. And this is why I wanted so much for Jamie Pacini to come and be my guest, because she has an amazing story of resilience, and it's truly inspiring. So Jamie, welcome.
Thank you.
And could you start by telling us your story, your journey to health?
Sure. So we got to start back at the beginning. Around the age of eight years old, I was sexually abused. And for a lot of my life, I went on just living my life. I didn't say anything to people because I was told not to, which is very common when there is any type of, you know, especially in children, sexual abuse. It went on for a few years. Again, at 12, the man who did it tried to find me again. And I just went through life anxious. I had spouts of depression through my life. I didn't really confront it for a really long time, actually. And in 2016, my health had tanked. When my second daughter was born in 2008, I knew that something wasn't right. With my first daughter, I could tell depression was something postpartum, didn't really address it. But when my second daughter was born, my health started really going downhill. I was tested for autoimmune conditions, all these things, no, you're fine, there's nothing wrong. And it took about 10 years before I finally realized what was going on. So move forward to 2016, and I was pretty well non-functioning. I was having a hard time driving. I would collapse randomly. My joints hurt. I had brain fog, depression, anxiety. I would sleep sometimes all day and only be awake for 4 or 5 hours in the day. And one day, my daughters were talking and I could hear them because my bedroom was above theirs. And one of them just said, "I wish that mom was more like and named one of my good friends because she'd play with us again." And at that moment, I just thought, what am I doing? Like, what is happening? I was on medications. I was in bed all the time. I just was just trying to survive, which is common when you can't function really well. And I decided at that very moment that I wanted to be the mom that was playing with her kids. I wanted to be the mom that was active with her kids. But for 10 years, I had been told nothing's wrong with you. Like, we can't find anything wrong with you. And it was so detrimental to me to just, I thought I was crazy. And I want to invite all of you that are on today to know that this is a safe space to explore your feelings and how these things sit with you and experiences that you might have had. Because for a lot of that 10 years and prior, I didn't think I could voice. I didn't think that I could say things. I thought I had to be quiet, that when somebody told me there was nothing wrong, that there was nothing wrong. Well, in 2016, after that incident happened, I decided I was going to take back my life. I didn't want to live until I was 90. Like, I didn't want to be alive. I wanted to live. I wanted to actually enjoy my life because the way I was going was not serving anybody. So at the time, one of my good friends introduced me to some cleaning products and I started using them and they were natural. And I was like, I've got to do something. And my mom had raised us with a more natural avenue to health in the home, you know, using like garlic oil for ear infections and using echinacea to energize and things. And so I knew some of these elements. And so I started using non-toxic cleaners in my home, which I started noticing that my son's asthma was going away, that my two of my kids' eczema started subsiding. But I also noted that my pleurisy, which is inflammation in the lining of the lungs, started decreasing. Now, I knew that I had pleurisy because it would come on and off as a symptom, right? Well, I finally got tested again and it came positive for lupus. And then a little bit later, I tested positive for rheumatoid arthritis. And later again, celiacs came out on the table. And I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. Like, I have something. This is for real. Well, in 2019, I had been at a conference with some friends, and one of them opened up to me about trauma that had happened to her, some sexual abuse that had happened to her when she was a child. And I had no idea that it had happened. And I felt like I could open up to her about my experience. And she told me about a retreat that invited women who had been sexually abused as children, but were high functioning, to come and understand what was happening inside of them. And I thought, no, I'm fine. Like, I don't need to address this. I can just keep it on the back door. Like, I'm fine. But then I went, and I didn't know that 50% of trauma cases, no, yes, 50% of people that have experienced trauma as adults are more likely to get autoimmune conditions. And when it comes to sexually abused children, that number is way higher, because you are constantly in a state of fight or flight, or your sympathetic nervous system is active. And so what starts happening is, if you're always in these modes of fear, anxiety, whatever that looks like for you, or for somebody who's had trauma, they really are never resting properly. So their parasympathetic nervous system, or that rest and digest process, doesn't activate. So just to give a little science here, because it's helpful in just understanding how our brain works in correlation with how this process happens, and then I'll continue with my story. We have two elements of our brain. We have the limbic system, which is meant to keep us alive for survival, avoid pain, and seek out pleasure. This part of our brain, if activated constantly, is fight or flight. We're in a constant state of, well, is this going to hurt us? We need to survive. No, I don't want pain. We avoid things. We do things. And then we have, so we have the limbic system, and then we have the prefrontal cortex. And this is the rational thinking. So if we know, if you step out into the street, you could be hit by a car. The rational side's like, just take a step back, you know, like, don't step out into the road. These two parts of our brain cannot be active at the same time. And there are functions of both of them. However, when the limbic system is always open, then our body cannot calm ourselves down. So let's go back to my story. So here I am, I'm not functioning. I go to this retreat. I realize that a lot of the ways that I act, the behaviors that I have, the stress, the anxiety, the food that I eat, all of these things, a lot of them play into what happened through my trauma and my abuse. And because I never addressed it, they were always there. So things like control, I felt like I had to control everything, because I had no control when I was little. I didn't understand what forgiveness was. It isn't saying what the person did was okay. It's acknowledging that it happened, but today isn't yesterday, right? So today is not what happened to me. And stepping out of that, and Oprah Winfrey actually has the best quote for forgiveness. She says, forgiveness is letting go of the hope that the past could have been any different. But I always thought that I had to like make amends for forgiveness, and I didn't want to make amends. But amends is two people coming together. That's not what forgiveness is. That's about you. That's about taking back your power. It's about owning yourself. It's about confronting that abuse and saying, you no longer own me. I own myself, right? So I decided that I wanted to do more. I started with these cleaners and I was like, wow, like these are making a difference in our lives. I had been diagnosed, like I said, with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and celiac, and went to school to become a health coach and did advanced nutrition training in autoimmune conditions and gut health. And through that process, realized the nutrition aspect of my body, But more than that, it was me understanding what my body was saying to me. And the reason why previously I said this is a safe space to honor what you're feeling is because sometimes we disregard our intuition because we think something has to be done a certain way because that's what society or culture has taught us. However, we have intuition for a reason. And even as small kids, we tend to push that intuition away from them. Don't do that. Be quiet. Sit down. Eat everything on your plate. And they're trying to understand what their body's telling them. And we're telling them, don't listen to that. Listen to me. And so when it comes to confronting abuse, there's a similar pattern that happens. Be quiet. Don't say anything. You're going to hurt people. Nobody's going to listen to you. But what we have to do when we're confronting abuse, which I realized through this retreat, which began my healing process mentally, I had now allowed my physical body to start healing and my autoimmune conditions to start calming down. But when it comes to that limbic system always being open, is we're not allowing ourselves to actually heal because those stress hormones are active in ourselves. And if we don't calm ourselves down, we can't digest our food. We don't sleep properly. And so there's a cycle of people who can't sleep well or who have nightmares all the time and stuff. That's because that limbic system is open or your sympathetic nervous system is active and you have to calm that down. And so as I was going through these different courses and schoolwork and stuff, I realized that the mental side from this retreat that I went to was so important. It wasn't just about the food I was eating and the activities I was doing to move that made the difference on me being able to function. It was me understanding my body, taking control of myself, taking personal responsibility for my actions, whether I put something in my mouth or not, whether somebody said, eat everything on your plate, that's wasteful. And I tell them, but if I put it in my body, it's wasteful too, because my body doesn't need anymore. And owning myself, that I was able to understand that our wellness is not one thing. It's not just having that brain shift. It's not just the nutrition. It's not just the movement. You have to have a full body understanding. And so after I went to school for health coaching and advanced nutrition, ever since I was little, nature has been my saving grace. And after my abuse happened, I would often find myself climbing tall trees and going to the top of the trees to just be. And I didn't fully understand why till again, I was at this retreat and I realized I was trying to escape. Nobody could get me up there. So when I didn't feel safe, I could go up there and I felt safe. And I started like getting this friendship with this big, beautiful tree that I would climb and I felt safe in. And so after my health coaching, I found ecotherapy. And ecotherapy is nature-based practices and is a beautiful way of how the natural world, humanity, and society work together to create this beautiful thing. When it comes to nature, I mean, nature can help with inflammation, it can help with heart disease, it can help with cholesterol, it can help with ADHD, it can help with all these things because the earth has energies and those are energies flow through us. And when we ground ourselves or allow ourselves to be connected with the earth, it allows for another type of flow and healing. And so as I was going through this journey of health, not only for my trauma, but now these autoimmune conditions that I had been actually diagnosed with, which honestly, the diagnosis doesn't matter because the symptoms were there. And I want people to understand to have a name for it is fine. It's a name, but your symptoms are real. So if nobody can name something, your body's telling you something. And whether it's an autoimmune condition or it's a trauma response, it's real. You're not crazy. And so by allowing ourselves to have that power and saying, I'm not crazy. I don't know what's going on, but I know I'm not crazy. And addressing what your body is telling you, it's like a whole other world. So in doing ecotherapy, I'm in my third level right now, finishing up to be certified in ecotherapy. I developed these other avenues that I didn't even know existed. Why I was climbing trees, why I felt connected to trees, what that was doing for my mental state and my physical state. And then this last year, I did a master herbalist class and then got a diploma in epigenetics, which is the environmental factors that influence our genetic makeup. And now I'm currently in school to be a blood work specialist because our blood also can tell us where things are, where they're off, and different levels and different percentages can tell us, have you had traumatic experiences that could lead to an autoimmune condition or low levels of this because your sympathetic nervous system or that fight and flight response is always on. So how do we decrease the inflammation? How do we up your vitamin D levels? All these different things. Well, through my journey, one of my best friends at the time, Heidi Hills, who has also co-founded Kaha Tahi, we realized that we couldn't facilitate helping everyone. I have my specialties. She has her specialties. Emma Lou has her specialties. And I didn't want to have all the specialties. I wanted mine, and I wanted to help women to be able to find healing by understanding their body, by understanding that their past influences things, but it doesn't have to control them. It doesn't have to dictate, because we are in the here and now, and being able to allow for that sense of release control that's outside our control and take where we have it and take that responsibility for it, forgive, and be able to live life to the fullest. So Kaha Tahi was created. It's a nonprofit. So aside from my personal business, which is Choosing Your Peace, which we'll get into in just a second, Kaha Tahi is a support system. I never wanted finances or circumstance to dictate whether someone could get healing, because I'm lucky. I had the means to get the training, the education, and the support that I needed. But there are so many people out there who don't know where to go, who, you know, they're fighting these battles and having another financial burden. It's just too overwhelming whether they can finance it or not. And so Kaha Tahi was created to allow women a safe space to come and to learn about themselves, to have curiosity over judgment for themselves, for others, for the environment, for all that's going on around, to feel out who they are and those elements of nutrition and mindset and awareness and physical movement and whatever that looks like. So with my personal business, Choosing Your Peace, we had developed Kaha Tahi before I developed my own company, because I was so passionate about getting this nonprofit going. But as I was doing it, as I started healing, I realized that peace was one of the elements of my healing that made all the difference. But I had to choose it. And there can be chaos going on all around you, and you can still find peace. You can find peace in your physical body when it still hurts. You can find peace in your soul when you just feel like breaking down. You can find peace in your mind when trauma triggers come and start spinning in circles. But it's a choice that we have to make. And as I started going through this healing process, I realized that what I find peaceful might not be what somebody else finds peaceful, and that peace is getting rid of the distractions and having a sense of tranquility, even in the chaos. Because chaos won't go away. Internal chaos, external chaos, it's there. You can put yourself in a bubble, but then you're not living. Again, you're just alive. You're not living. And so being able to choose that peace and say, look, I experienced this, or my body feels this way, but what do I want to do to feel that tranquility, to have that peace, so that I can take those steps that allow me to address the symptoms, to address the unhealthy either habits or unknowns or whatever that looks like, to live the life that I want to live. So back in 2016, my blood work came back what it did. And then in 2022, last year, June, my blood work came back with all my levels in the normal range. My lupus is negative. My rheumatoid arthritis is negative. And I'm not on any medications anymore.
What a success story. I love it.
Right? Yeah. And it's not just one thing. It's the whole avenue. But for all of you listening right now, please, please hear me when I say this. You can't do it all at the same time. It becomes way too overwhelming. And there's a quote that we use in my family. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you eat a piece of bread? One bite at a time. How do you eat a little chocolate? One bite at a time. It doesn't matter how big it is. It's bite-sized steps. And so where I am today has taken years. But when I do something and say, in this year, I did this, and now I'm here, and look at my blood work, you miss the whole in-between part. So please, 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 wherever you are, know that you're in the right spot. You're okay. You can find relief. You can find peace in whatever form that looks like to you. Take those bite-sized, manageable steps, because otherwise it's overwhelming and that peace leaves. And then you feel like, I can't do this, but you can. I can tell you, you can, because I've done it. And I've worked with so many women who have done it in those bite-sized chunks.
Jamie, I love it. Now, I just want, there are 3 points I just want to reiterate. The first, as you spoke, the question came to my mind, how many people, women especially, are walking around with unresolved trauma that did... But you and I did just stuff it down, pretend it's not there. So one, that is liberating. I love the way you create this safe space for them. But secondly, how well do we understand the connection between our mind and body, and that our emotions can make us sick if we don't learn, you know, if we don't get the healing we need? And then the third thing, I love the story of how the name Kahatahi, isn't that involve your grandmother or?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So Kahatahi in the native language of New Zealand, or the Maori language, means strength together. And my mom is from New Zealand. And so I grew up doing all the things. I was in the Konata Hiona group here in Utah. I danced with them. My grandma taught me the poi balls. I sang the songs. And I realized through this journey, you know, we always say it takes a village to raise a child. Actually, it takes a village to raise anybody. It takes a village to just survive humanity, right? In this life. And it wasn't about me doing it on my own. Had I not had these support groups and these people and these avenues of education and whatever, I never would have gotten to where I am. And so Kahatahi was chosen because there's strength together. When you can find a team, a tribe, a group that love you and support you and who are willing to help you drive forward, that's priceless. And so Kahatahi means strength together.
And I love that. And I love that community. And, you know, that's the goal with Win-Win Women. We want to unite the women of the world. Let's lift each other up. Let's heal, work together for healing. Now, and the program, and I'm really honored to be allowed to be part of this Kahatahi program. Can we talk a little bit more about that? So how can this benefit the mom who's busy with the kids? Maybe she even has to work part-time, but like you, she knows something's wrong. She doesn't have the energy level she'd like. So let's talk a little bit about, can they start with like a 10-day program?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a 10-day program, and it's 10 minutes a day for 10 days. We wanted to make something that, again, was bite-sized, right? And so we have simple steps for change that we implement that is one step leading to the other, and they kind of compound on each other to allow for that beginning stage of healing. And really beginning, I mean, what does that mean? My beginning today is different than it was yesterday, right? And so, and 10 years ago and 5 years ago. So we're always beginning somewhere, right? No matter how far we've come, we have to continue, and there's new beginnings along the way. So we have a 10-day program. that anybody can enroll in. And if you go to www.kahatahi.com and go to our programs, there is a place there where you can sign up and go onto our waiting list for our next program to start. And we will reach out for you out to you. And it's complimentary. As a nonprofit, we really felt like we didn't want money to be, well, that's what it is, right? I said that from the beginning, like we didn't want money to be a deciding factor. At the end of the 10 days, if you found value and you want to donate so that we can facilitate retreats and seminars and other programs to help women, that's fantastic. It's not an obligation, but it's always welcome. But from the 10-day program, that goes into our 8-week program. And the 8-week program is a little bit different. It's every day something will come through, and it's in sets of two. So the first day you'll receive like an action step, a simple step for change. And then the next day you will do the same thing. So it's a 2-day implementation. But then on the 7th day, you rest, you reflect, you take a minute to pause, you breathe, you do these different things. And there are different categories each week that we've outlined so that it hits on different areas, whether it's awareness, whether it's, Emmalou, help me out here. I'm going blank on all of our topics.
Relationships.
Yeah, nutrition. So we have 8 different categories. Spirituality is one of them, which I love because religion is not spirituality. They are different things, and there is a different concept there, but there's different weeks. And during that time, we have 3 different coaching calls. One is a one-on-one call where you get to be with one of the team members for 15 minutes and talk through some of these things. And it's kind of to just facilitate accountability. And then 2 other calls with questions, answers, and experiences that we have. Both of those are complimentary. But you have to do the 10-day to get into the 8-week program to show that, okay, this is something I want to continue with. And then from the 8-week program, anybody who financially needs support qualifies to apply for scholarships and things for extended programs that are more directed one-on-one for them as an individual. Now that they've done the 10-day and the 8-week, and we have assessments, one of our team members has a master's in positive psychology who's done assessments. So we can actually see where the growth is and where the struggles are. That allows us to, after the 8 weeks, to see what areas of support do you still need? Because let's be honest, I had no idea. I just thought I was sick. I just thought like my body just hated me, but I didn't realize that the trauma had caused what it did, or that gluten was causing such a chaos in my body because of my celiacs or whatever that looked like. But during those 2 programs, we can wean down on where are you right now and what is that next bite-sized step, so that it isn't just another program. It's habits that become a lifestyle that allow you to literally live life to the fullest and keep moving forward.
And I love the way you allow participants, to have skin in the game. If they're not paying money, they give their time, their commitment. And that's what leads to the success, you know? So I love that you have that part of it. I love being part of it. I love the variety of expertise you've drawn into this. It's really exciting. So how you said they can go to kahatahi.com mm-hmm. to sign up for the 10-day, and that's probably the best way to start.
Yeah, I would say for sure that's the best way to start. And again, if you know somebody who wants a boost, I mean, you don't have to have traumatic experiences to want or need better health. And there's a lot.
Life is traumatic. Just raising children is traumatic.
Yes. But I think you care too much. Like, well, somebody else needs it more than me. But your life in all of its elements is your life. It doesn't have to be compared to somebody else. And I didn't know that I didn't feel Like, I didn't know what it felt like to feel so amazing until I got there. So part of my life, I was just kind of doing the motions. I didn't think I was sick until I hit rock bottom. But when I came out of it, I was like, I'm even higher than I was. So really, anybody is going to benefit from being educated and inspired to live a more fulfilling life.
Oh, yeah, and that 10-day program would help anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just 10 minutes a day.
Yep, exactly. And it comes through on emails, and there's a video that's attached to it. It's awesome. So yeah, go to Kahatahi, and it's Kahatahi. Kahatahi. Yes.
And they can also follow you, Choosing Your Peace. You're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Yep. Yeah. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, jamie@kahatahi.com is the email address that would be most effective. And please don't hesitate. When I tell you this is a safe space, it's not just on this call and this show. You have a safe space with me. And so if you want to reach out and you have questions or whatever, please do. Like, no question is stupid in my book. And everybody deserves to have somebody hear them and see them. And if I can't support you in what you need, I can direct you to people who can. That's why Kahatahi is what it is. And if the Kaha team can't help, then I can reach out to my network and say, who here has experience in this? But like, we need to band together. And I do want to add one thing too. I am very outspoken about what's happened to me. Confronting trauma does not mean you have to speak out. I do want to address that, because for some people that's scary. For some people, they're in a state where that actually could be very damaging for them. You don't have to speak out to confront it. It's those little things in yourself to say, I own myself. Nobody can tell me my worth. I am loved by God. I am beautiful. I love myself. Confronting trauma in any form is about owning your truth and taking back your power, however that looks. And I don't want anyone to ever feel, well, unless I speak out, then I'm not confronting it. That's not true, because we all do things differently. That's why there's no one size fits all for a diet, for exercise, for anything like that, because we're not the same people. So I just wanted to like make that very clear for all of you that are listening. Like, you're okay where you're at.
It's a private battle.
Absolutely. It can be public if that's how you need to heal, but it also can be private, or it can be both.
Yeah. Jamie, thank you so much. I love what you're doing. Your story is inspiring. Thank you for joining. And
thank you
to my audience. Join us again next week at the same time. We'll continue talking about how we can strengthen our children, strengthen ourselves, and overcome protecting our families and healing from any past trauma or abuse. So until next week, love yourself and love your family. This is Emmalou Penrod. Let's make the world a better place by strengthening families. And I'm at healingyourfamilies.com.